You are listening to a special edition Place to Be Nation Pop Pod Blast. Nick Duke goes to the Star Wars Marathon.
Episode 5. Star Wars Episode 3. Revenge of the Sith.
Place to Be Nation Pop. Nick Duke back here again. It is 1:22 in the morning. Technically now it is Thursday, December 19th. I've just gotten out of my viewing of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Before we get into the movie, it's time to be honest. We have reached the point of this adventure where mentally, I'm hanging in there. Physically, my body is starting to reject everything that's been done to it in the course of this day. Been up almost 22 hours now. Have subsisted today primarily on a diet of junk food, some whiskey I had at lunch, soda, sour candy to help me stay awake and alert during the most recent film, and most of the time just eating just to give my hand something to do so I don't fall asleep. This is resulting in a couple of different things. One, belches that are so foul, you would think something had crawled inside of me and rotted. And secondly, during the last pretty much half of Revenge of the Sith, pretty much unending constant chair vibrating farts. Well, that's just where we are, people. We have to be honest with one another and say that's where we are. Now, later on, I think probably after A New Hope, which starts here in about 20 minutes, when we're combining that with delirium from exhaustion, we should be in certainly a unique situation. But onto the movie itself. I told you last time I checked in with you, I love that movie. I love it so much. And getting to see it in the theater again was so cool. Despite its flaws, it is one of my favorite films in general. The opera scene, getting to see that again. Ian McDiarmid's performance, it was just... it was awesome. I really don't know any other way to put it. Does it have flaws? Yes. Could you make the argument that the turn is a bit rushed? Yeah, you can make that argument. But despite all its flaws, it checks so many boxes for me. And it really feels like if George Lucas' vision of it is that it is indeed space opera, that movie feels like the fullest realization of that. It feels like the culmination of what the prequels were supposed to be. And if the two that preceded Revenge of the Sith would have been to that quality, I don't think the prequels would have the reputation that they do, but that's neither here nor there. Like I said, the opera scene stands out upon this viewing. Really all the action sequences. The dogfight that opens the movie is fantastic. All the lightsaber stuff is great. So, yeah, I continue to absolutely love that movie, and I don't see that changing. Now we're getting into the meat of the evening, though. We are about to start A New Hope, which starts at 1:45. This is really why most of us are here, to see the original trilogy on the big screen again. Now, the thing that sucks is these start times are 1:45, 4:15, and 7 a.m., respectively, for A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. So should be pretty interesting. All right, well, I'll check back in with you guys later on. Till then, stay tuned, and may the Force be with you.